Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network. Heading back into another guest interview segment this morning. And joining me in studio today is Craig Coles. Craig is the Director of Gas Operations at Lower Valley Energy. And Craig, you've had the chance to see a really big long-term project kind of come to completion and start seeing it now be in service with a natural gas pipeline that's been installed and gas is flowing through it. So first off, let's talk about that and how the project started and what the overall goal was initially. And why it became a thing.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We're excited to actually be able to come and talk a little bit about the Crow Creek Pipeline. It's been a long time coming. Kind of give you a little bit of history. We started serving gas into the town of Afton in the 1997 timeframe, and we've been serving gas for about 20 years, and there'd been a lot of things that had changed over the years. And one of those was the cost to liquefy the gas at the Exxon plant. Like everything had gone up in price a lot. And then also, there used to be a couple different places we could get LNG supply. And so one of those plants had shut down, and so we were down to just one place that we could get supply. And so, as we all know, around this area, the roads can close, or even the plant could shut down. And so if you don't get a load coming in every day, then our tanks get pretty low quick. And so reliability was a concern for us. And so we started looking at the options to make sure we keep our rates low and to be able to have the reliability that we needed for natural gas. And so that brought us to looking at doing a pipeline into the Afton area.
Very good. So you start this project when? When did it officially, I know there's obviously go through the kind of the red tape of the whole thing and the planning and procedures, but and so when did it actually start working on this thing?
Yeah, this one's been a long time in the makings. We actually started it about 9 years ago, and that we started looking at the options of where to come from, and that was everywhere from Soda Springs, Georgetown, Montpelier, and a lot of other options. We looked at every different direction that we could go to be able to get here from. So once we got to that point, we picked the option to come up, go down Crow Creek to Montpelier area, and we started the EIS with the Forest Service, and so that took us quite a bit of time. And then along the way, we hit some roadblocks that caused us to have to do some supplemental EIS and also to continue working through, you know, the legal side of things as well as prices kept changing during that time frame. And there was a lot of roadblocks. And so once we finally got through the EIS and the supplemental EIS, it was in July of this summer that we were finally given the green light to move forward with construction. So it was a full 9 years waiting to start construction.
Once construction happened, though, it went quick. I mean, you talked about starting in July, and I remember we did a story when the construction phase was pretty well wrapped up. And I mean, you're talking just a few months to bury a line from Montpelier all the way into Afton.
That's correct. So that's what's pretty exciting is we did a couple things different. It's 47 miles, and some of that country is rugged. We tied onto the Williams Northwest Pipeline, which is about a mile south of Montpelier, and then we went east up to the Geneva Summit and crossed right at Geneva Summit, and then followed the Crow Creek Road down to Fairview. That some of that construction was incredibly steep or tight, and so we were able to bring in what they call the spider plow. And we were able to do some days as much as 2 miles a day of putting pipe in. It's a 12-inch HDPE pipe, so it's not easy to work with. But we really were able to make a lot of ground fast, so much that the pipe manufacturers were having a hard time keeping up with this, along with the fusing, because you have to fuse a joint every 50 feet. And so the pipe manufacturer actually called us after the fact to say, what did you guys do different? Because it was one of the first times we have never been able to keep up with a contractor that was going that fast. And so, yeah, construction went really fast, went really well for us. And we were able to finish the installing the pipe in the kind of mid-November. And then there's a lot of testing and things that go after that.
And when did gas officially start flowing through and serving?
So we actually brought natural gas to the town of Afton on Friday about 2 weeks ago. And we had a pretty seamless transition from going from our liquefied natural gas plant to the pipeline gas.
Very cool. Craig Cole's in studio this morning. He's the director of gas operations at Lower Valley Energy. So just to reiterate, as of right now, this is serving just the current gas network that's in the community of Afton, right?
That's correct. So when we put in the liquefied natural gas distribution system, that's what's feeding town. And so that's what we hooked directly this pipeline into for right now.
Perfect. And of course, the big question everybody wants to know is like, all right, now we have the pipeline in. Do you expect the distribution to expand more in the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's what I get a lot of calls and everybody wants to know that. I think that everybody's excited to see it come into the valley. And I think it's a great thing for the valley. And because of that, we definitely want to move through the valley. Like everything, it's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. And for a lot of years, we didn't know if this pipeline was ever even going to get to Afton. But now that it is here, we will start in certain areas. You know, the Fairview area that we just came through, we hope to do that this summer. And then hopefully, as the summers progress, we'll be able to start heading through the valley.
Okay. So that is the plan then, it sounds like. And doesn't sound like you're really waiting for anything either. You're going right ahead to it.
Yeah, we've already started some of the planning for a lot of the routes, and we'll start looking at the costs associated with it and to how we can do it responsibly for our members, but yet to be able to serve power and gas throughout the whole valley.
So Craig, if you could break it down again, the big benefits to now have a pipeline coming into what is the upper valley of Star Valley. Why did you do the project and what are the benefits?
Yeah, the benefits are definitely to keep our rates low and also to have a reliable source. It was definitely a struggle at times over the last 20 years for those two things.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention about this line?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, you know, there was a lot of people that helped make this happen, from the employees to the board of directors to the contractors that were part of this. It was a huge project, and to be able to do it in such a short period of time once we started was pretty amazing. And the support behind it has been fantastic.
That's Craig Coles, Director of Gas Operations at Lower Valley Energy. And just to reiterate, we do have our listeners in Southern Leakey County. This gas is coming from Williams and Opal, right? And it's their line up to Montpelier, and it comes over from there.
Yes, that's correct. We are tied onto the Northwest Pipeline, which does come from the Opal and the Jonah Field.
Awesome. So. All right, Craig, thanks again. And man, congratulations on a huge project completed.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.